This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House of Representatives has voted 332-95 to block a resolution to impeach President Donald Trump, effectively killing the measure for now, but not burying the issue that has divided Democrats. The resolution's sponsor, Democratic Representative Al Green of Texas, was seeking to capitalize on growing criticism of Trump after the president's recent attacks on minority congresswomen. Green had failed twice before to get an impeachment resolution passed, but Wednesday marked the first time the full House had addressed the matter since Democrats took the majority earlier this year. The president, meanwhile, is headed to Greenville, North Carolina, for a political rally, promising to continue to talk about what he called four vicious young socialist congresswomen whom Trump had tweeted should go back to their homelands, even though the United States is their home. Former Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has received a sentence that will put him behind bars for the rest of his life. Judge Brian Cogan sentenced Guzman Wednesday to life in prison plus 30 years in a federal court in New York. Outside the courthouse, U.S. Assistant Attorney General Brian Benchowski said the sentencing provides justice for the people of Mexico and the United States.
The long road that led Chapo Guzman from the mountains of Sinaloa to the courthouse behind us today was paved with death, drugs, and destruction, but it ended today with justice.
The 62-year-old Guzman was convicted in February of trafficking tons of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana as a top leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, one of the country's largest and most violent drug gangs. This is VOA News.